Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been dealing with a cold or sinus infection or something that wants to kind of stuff me up a little bit, but we're here and hopefully make it through today's devotion and prayer time. Talking and praying this week about an unwrapped gift, the gift of God, and what we have through His gift to us, what we ought to be as His gift to others. This morning I want to focus in on the gift of understanding, the realization that God has all knowledge. His Spirit helps us to understand things that, well, are more complicated than we sometimes believe them to be. Looking at 1 John 5, verse 20, which says, "We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true." The Bible talks at various places about the minds of people being clouded or veiled from understanding and knowing who God is. And Jesus not only tore the veil in the temple to allow access, He opened the veil that covered our eyes as people and gave us, through His Spirit, understanding so that we could know Jesus as the one true God. And when we look into God's Word, I think of the Ethiopian eunuch as he's traveling along, reading from the prophet Isaiah. And God directs Philip to an encounter where Philip asks if he understands what he's reading. And while we rightfully get caught up in the outcome, I think sometimes we miss the process. It reaches a point where the Ethiopian sees water and says, "Wait, let's stop. Here's water. Why can't I be baptized?" And he's baptized into Christ. But at the beginning of the encounter, he's wanting to know God. He's reading from God's Word. He's asked if he understands it, and his reply is, "How can I understand it unless someone explains it to me?" Now, Philip could have said, "Just talk to God about it." But that's not what happened. So it says, Philip joined him in the chariot and began to explain Jesus. That was the question. Who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? The passage he was reading referred prophetically to Jesus being crucified. And while we like the miraculous understanding where God opens our eyes, we see clearly what's happening, we also realize that God brings understanding through wisdom that He gives people, through His Spirit that dwells within those who are His. We're sealed with a deposit, with a guarantee by God's Spirit that we belong to Him. And not only does the Spirit interpret for us when we pray without knowing what we really ought to pray, but the Spirit interprets for God when we gaze into His Word and we need help to understand, to apply, to put into practice. And so we recognize God gave us this gift of understanding so that we could know Him. Now, what we like or what we typically want as people is to understand everything. And I think if you look at the history of mankind, God has scattered abroad, as the word says, various gifts, and one of those is detailed understanding of specific things. Not everyone has a detailed understanding of nuclear physics. Not everyone has a detailed understanding of mathematics, of language skills, of biology. And sometimes we increase our understanding through study and research and familiarity, but oftentimes there's an element of God's gift within us. And when we recognize that we work together, and the gift of understanding that God has given each one of us often brings a piece of the puzzle to the table where we can place our piece alongside the pieces others bring and develop a fuller picture. But the ultimate gift of understanding that God has given to all of us is the gift to know Him. That's a universal gift that God desires for us to receive. And when we live life pursuing God, when we live life reading His Word, when we live life in communication with Him through prayer, when we live life in tune with His Spirit that dwells within us, we not only have understanding, we gain discernment in a way that we're satisfied. The original sin of Adam and Eve and their disobedience to God had at part, at least, was a desire to understand things that weren't theirs to understand. Instead of trusting God, instead of believing God, instead of obeying God, the not to eat from this specific tree, they liked the thought of it giving them an understanding and a power that they would be equal with God. And God's call to each of us is to be satisfied with the understanding that is ours to have. Not that we stop pursuing education, not that we stop pursuing knowledge and wisdom and application. But to realize there's a limit. And without an understanding of God as God, without an understanding of Jesus as His Son, as our way to salvation, without an understanding of His Spirit as the comforter and helper that we need, any other understanding that we pursue will leave us incomplete. So we have this gift. the gift to understand the one true God. But it's not a gift that's only for us. It's a gift that we're supposed to be sharing. And we help in our understanding when we become fluent in sharing what we know about God. When we become fluent in sharing what He's done in our life. As we share our story and give God the credit, we discover a greater confidence, a greater reminder of not only who He is, but who He is to us. And when we personalize it, it helps those that we share with to see more clearly how God loves them. How God's involvement in their life is for their good. And how they too can have this gift of understanding and come to a saving faith, a knowledge that lives in obedience to the living God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know You. It's given us Your Spirit. It's given us this gift of understanding You as the one true God. And so, God, in the midst of our quest for all kinds of understanding, may we not lose sight of the greatest understanding, and that is You. And in our understanding of You, may we know Your Son Jesus, the price that He paid to set us free. May we walk daily with Your Spirit leading and guiding and directing our thoughts, our movements, our words. And God, help us to share this gift of understanding with others. As we apply Your word and we understand how it helps us, may we be those many examples that others can see and they can grow in their understanding. God, today, help us use this gift well. Help us share this gift well. Help us to lift up Jesus as the one who gives all good things. As we lift up Jesus, may He draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.